Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, let's go. Chris Landry with us, LandryFootball.com. We encourage you to order his information. It is a plethora. It is a treasure trove of info, not just the college game, the NFL. It includes the draft. It includes personnel. It includes recruiting. All of that. LandryFootball.com. And, of course, you've got his podcast throughout the week as well. Check all of that out. Chris, how you been, sir?
Bill, I'm doing well. Hope you're doing well.
We were talking about something yesterday, and I wanted to get your expertise on this. We were talking about just some what-ifs. In the 80s, around 86-ish, Steve Spurrier, who had been with the Tampa Bay Bandits, interviews at LSU, and he doesn't even get to the second round of interviews. Now, let me ask you, was that going to be who succeeded Bill Arnsberger? Is that the time this went on?
Yeah. What happened was you had a situation where at the time in that tenure, Bob Broadhead was the athletic director and hired Bill Arnsberger. Broadhead got into some trouble and was let go. So James Wharton was the chancellor and was kind of running things. And Bill Arnsberger was in the process of trying to, and I was on the staff then, so I remember this like yesterday. Bill was trying to get the Florida athletic director job, which he got. And he was very close with the chancellor, and the chancellor kind of trusted him because obviously Broadhead had been ushered out. And he recommended highly his assistant, Mike Archer. And so you didn't have an athletic director. You didn't have a real search. I tell you who else interviewed for the job, Mike Shanahan. Obviously, had background in the NFL, but had a lot of background at Florida.
Right.
And neither one of those guys, neither Steve or, was all that interested in it. There was some communication, not very much, by some people with Bobby Bowden, who wasn't interested in moving at the time. Bobby Bowden wanted the job at LSU back when they hired Bo Ryan, when Charlie McClendon was moving out. Now, Bobby was hadn't done anything at Florida State yet. He was just there. But there was some real interest in that job by Bobby. And, of course, we know the Alabama job is the one that Bobby Bowden really wanted. But anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent. I tend to do that too much, way too much for you. But, yes, it was pretty much going to be a Mike Archer ramrod situation. They weren't going to pay a ton of money, and they didn't have any real leadership. The chancellor there was making the call, and he was going to go with what Bill Arnsberger recommended, which was not necessarily the brightest thing to go. So the guys making the decision didn't know what Steve Spurrier was or was going to be, listen, I work for Mike like Mike, but clearly Mike wasn't ready for that job. But, that's how it played out. There were a few other candidates, but those were the two most notable, Shanahan and Archer, that had a real interest. And Steve always had an axe to grind. He always has a if Steve's not in a good mood, he'll put a rock in his shoe to get himself in a bad mood. He never liked LSU because of it, and just kind of like he always held a grudge against everybody, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Spurrier holds a grudge. Probably he's probably one of the best ever at holding a grudge. What's interesting though, Chris, Arnsberger, who wanted the Florida AD job, gets it, and then he hires Spurrier. Some people think that Jeremy Foley gets credit. Jeremy Foley did not hire Spurrier. Arnsberger did.
Correct. In fact. I remember when that went down. I mean, that was like a he hired him, but that was kind of a, you know, and I realized that the forecasting the success at Florida seemed like a given, but Steve had done unbelievable things at Duke, different ACC, but when you win an ACC championship with Anthony Dilwig at quarterback and the job, he certainly had experience in the USFL. And being a Florida guy, he was very vocal, you know, that he wanted the job. So, listen, Bill hired him, but it wasn't like a real difficult hire, if you know what I mean. It's not like,
right,
well, you went out on the limb there. Because while he wasn't Steve, you know, at that time, wasn't Steve Spurrier the Florida Gator successful head coach, it was a pretty easy, you know, hire there. I mean, it's a lot easier than Georgia hiring Kirby, or, you know, I mean, it's probably along the lines of, you know, Nebraska hiring Scott Frost. I mean, that was kind of he was one of their guys. He was a successful head coach at a smaller school. You know, it was a pretty obvious hire for Bill to make. But it was Bill, not Jeremy Foley, correct.
And back to LSU. Archer, early on, he inherited Tommy Hodson. So there was a little bit of a run there, and then it eroded, right?
Well, you know, we were all there, and Mike was there. He was very involved and was the key guy. He was the defensive coordinator, and he was a key guy recruiting a lot of those guys. So the Tommy Hodson, the Wendell Davis, so he inherited him, but he was on the staff in recruiting him. So, listen, the biggest issue that Mike had, and quite frankly, Mike wasn't a great recruiter, and LSU wasn't LSU. There was no money being spent. The facilities were awful. And when I tell you that we had the worst facilities in the SEC, I've been to all of them at that time. And in the late 80s when Mike had the job, Vanderbilt, the two Mississippi schools, Kentucky, everybody had better facilities than us. I mean, and I'm not talking about the stadium. Tiger Stadium was great. But our offices were in the stadium, and there were three coaches to an office. I mean, it was just awful. I mean, the weight room was so small, you couldn't have team workouts. You had to have position workouts. So it was a different world and a different time, and it seems like yesterday to me, but it is a world of difference in what you have today from recruiting. And it was different, and recruiting was tougher. And, you know, other schools around the country were coming in the state, and quite frankly, other facilities were a lot better, and it hurt us in a big time way. And Mike wasn't a great recruiter, and there were a couple of good recruiters on the staff. Pete Jenkins was very good, but quite frankly, it was a staff of, I don't want to mention any names, those guys are my friends, but you know, I can see them now. None of them worked hard at recruiting, and in fact, I'll say it, recruiting kind of fell to me and Sam Nader. We basically had to do all the legwork, and when you're not the position coach, you're not the coordinators, you're not the head coaches, we had to basically spoon-feed the assistants on who to recruit, how to recruit, and that was very tough to do. And I thought we did a good job with what we had, but the program slipped because recruiting was not as good, and that's how a good program can slip. If you don't have the right people that put the emphasis on recruiting. And I always felt like even back then that LSU had a lot more potential. The next head coach, the next athletic director was hired eventually after Mike was promoted was Joe Dean, who I loved, but Joe Dean was when he walked, he squeaked. Now again, Bob Broadhead was a very liberal spender. So when Joe Dean was hired, it was, you need to cut corners. And well, you had Bob Broadhead was spending at that time 900 grand a year on the track program, which I can't tell you how much money that was back in the mid-80s. and he was buying, you know, championships and track and, you know, giving Skip Bertman all types of money. And then, you know, it's like we were fighting for money in football. Well, Joe was a very, very tight guy, and he had to pull the reins in. And so, I mean, it was like you couldn't get a computer at that time. You know, it was just very, very difficult to do things. And I know people say, what? Are you kidding me? You know, the mid-'80s, late-'80s, yeah, it was we did things on a shoestring budget at that time. It was a different world. We didn't have the big-time money. Now it's a completely different world. But and then that was a problem, and obviously they made a disastrous hire. Joe Dean is good friends with Gil Brandt. Gil, God bless him, is just, you know, totally clueless, recommended that he hired Curly Hallman. That was a disaster hire. You can talk about who the great coaches are. There's no question the worst coach ever in LSU history was Curly Hallman. And then that led to, we talked about it before, they were going to hire Pat Sullivan from TCU. That fell apart at the last minute. And then they hired DiNardo. And then obviously things changed when they hired Saban. And, you know, and my involvement there is kind of documented. But anyway, you know, that's kind of how it played out. But at that point in history, it was Mike Art. Everybody says, oh, how could you do that? Well, guess what? Nobody else was hiring Mike Shanahan or Steve Spurrier then also either. You know, and so it took a few years later and success at Duke later for obviously Florida to do it. But it seems like an obvious decision. It wasn't so obvious then. I always loved the hindsight 2020 view, although, you know, certainly Steve was very, very good. I don't know that he would have been long for LSU, because if he'd had success at LSU, he would have left for Florida in a second, because that was home to him.
Chris, you got a couple of minutes on the other side?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, and we will absolutely let you know how you can get his service, LandryFootball.com, and all the information that comes with it. We'll get the break here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
That wreck at Spence Lane is congesting everything on I-40 westbound in Hermitage from Spence to Fessler's. A crash in central Nashville at Church Street and George L. Davis Boulevard is still blocking traffic near the Nashville Electric Services Building. Thompson Lane is still slowed at the site of an accident at St. Edward's Drive near Covenant Crossing Apartments and St. Edward's School. Smashville Moving Company will also clean out your basement, attic, or garage. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple: incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse House in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to. Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh-cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For June, try the delicious Italian sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at the special monthly price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC. ABC. A always, BBC. Closing, always be closing.
ABC. A always, BBC. Closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
Omni Nashville Hotel, we're going to be in that area tomorrow morning. Southern Steak and Oyster will be our location. So come on by if you happen to be in the area. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. I was going to ask you, and we've got time for rumors that might not develop, but Zach Smith said the other day that he believes that Urban Meyer will take the Southern Cal job. Obviously, we don't know if he'll ever coach again or not. We just don't know. But the timing would be pretty good, wouldn't you think?
Well, you know, certainly in terms of the profile job and sitting out and having his choice, you know, from Urban's standpoint, yes. I think where people kind of get into it, and listen, I get it. Urban's got a reputation that, you know, people think that he's lying about everything. And, you know, he's had situations where he hasn't been very truthful. But the reality is the guy really can't coach right now from a medical standpoint. I don't know. I don't know enough. I just know what I've been told about his medical situation. I don't know if that's going to clear up or – you know, he'll feel better in a year. I can tell you that the people that think that there's this plan, that this is going to happen and all that, you know, a lot of people guess, and if they guess right, they think they know. I mean, USC is a premier job. Could I see it happening? Yes. Do I think it's going to happen? No. I don't know that USC is going to go in that direction because they do things differently. And I don't know that's something that Urban, I think that would be something that Urban might consider from a football standpoint, but I don't know if health wise he can. So yeah, I think it's a lot of conjecture that you put it together and say, I could see that happening, but I could see a lot of things happening and 95% of them never happen because of timing. So the timing may work out, but it may not work out either. You know, there's an opening. What if he really might like to go there, but physically he can't? Well, then the timing may be a year too soon. I mean, you don't know. I mean, so when you get into medical situations and issues like that, this is not a case of burnout and he's going to sit out a year. And, you know, this is something that apparently is real. And so I don't know how medically this is going to, you know, play out.
You believe this is the year that Michigan finally gets something done that is applauded?
I think there's a lot of potential for it to be. I think that they have a chance, and I mentioned several weeks ago that one of the more intriguing storylines is what is this offense going to look like and what it's going to look like for the entire year. I think that's going to answer your question. Yes or no. I mean, it's going to come down to that. I think that it has every chance. It shapes up because Urban's gone, you know, new head coach, Ohio State's losing key guys. Ohio State's still got the better talent. But I would say that the pressure is mounting towards some big wins. Got to win some big games, and there's no bigger game for Michigan than Ohio State. So, I don't know if it's going to happen. I would say that it's the best chance. And we're just going to have to see how they develop through the course of the year.
Soul Street Coffee has a question. And again, his site, soulstreetcoffee.com. Delicious coffee. Chris, he says, what about Jimbo as a coach? He quotes or he mentions that Jameis Winston, when he was there, obviously they won a natty. But he said, without Jameis, Jimbo averages 3 losses per season. This year they have to play Clemson. He's talking about the Aggies. Auburn, LSU, Georgia, and Alabama, which could lead to a 1-4 record in this 5-game stretch. So I know you like Jimbo. What do you think about that?
Well, Clemson, Auburn, LSU, Georgia, Alabama, all 5 of those teams have better talent than A&M. So I'd say they can go 0-5. I don't know if they will. They beat LSU last year. I know LSU kind of looks at it with bad calls. Well, that's true, but LSU had, I think, you know, more talent, in some spots significantly more talent than A&M. And so the fact that they were in the game, and it was in College Station, that's coaching. All I will tell you is that every quarterback that he coaches, he gets as much out of them as anybody. Christian Ponder and E.J. Manuel, how those guys were ever first-round picks, I certainly didn't have them graded that way. The production was very good. I like Jimbo. We've had our run-ins. I can remember publicly, and maybe I shouldn't have done it because it maybe came across as mean. I didn't mean it. I was just being honest. But when Jamarcus Russell came out of LSU, who Jimbo coached, I was very critical. And being an LSU guy and an LSU grad and a former LSU assistant, and I was asked an honest question, and I gave an honest answer, said, I don't think Jamarcus is going to make it in the NFL. I know he's going to get drafted high, maybe number one, but he had very average capacity to learn and very low willingness to learn. And, of course, the guy that wrote the article, and it went even national in USA Today, it had me saying, you know, I don't think Jamarcus is going to make it. And Jimbo saying, oh, that's ridiculous. He's going to be an all-pro quarterback in the NFL, and he's going to be great and all that. And it wasn't this way with me and Jimbo, but the reporter made it sound like it was Jimbo against me, and it wasn't. It's my opinion versus his. He coached him, and he took up for him, and I respect that. I just had a different view of him as whether he was going to make it. I knew that he was going to get drafted high, and I knew why, but I didn't think he was going to make it. And I told Al Davis and Bruce Kebrick that. Bruce Kebrick was the head scout for the Raiders and was the guy that scouted in the area. They loved Jamarcus, and I told them, if you go down that path, you're going to regret it. I'm just going to tell you. And listen, I've got my – you know, ones that I've got wrong too, but I knew the kid very well. And so I don't agree with everything that Jimbo says and does. I'm going to tell you, the guy coaches quarterbacks hard and he coaches them well. I'll give you an opinion that maybe means a little bit more than mine. How about Nick Saban? Nick Saban thinks he's the best quarterback coach and offensive play caller that he's ever had or coached against ever.
That's pretty good endorsement.
Counts for something. That's pretty good endorsement. So, I know this, that if Nick Saban could have anybody coaching his offense, and it would just be anybody, and I mean, it's never going to happen because Jimbo's moved on from that, but Jimbo Fisher, he was his by far favorite offensive coordinator. Coached guys like he wanted them to, coached them hard, got everything out of them. I think Jimbo's a great coach. Again, I don't agree with everything. I think the guy's done a tremendous job. We know things ended poorly at Florida State. He contributed to, you know, a lot. He let the frustration of that administration get to him, and I think he let go of the rope, and there's no doubt about that. But I think as a head coach, I think as a developer of quarterbacks, I mean, you got something there, because now you know that offense is going to be well coached, and I think the recruiting, he's proven to be a good recruiter, and he's in a fertile situation with all the resources that he didn't have at Florida State. This is the best situation A&M's ever been in. They've always had money. They've never had the right guy. I think they've got the right guy. But I got to tell you, I mean, you think they got a chance to beat Clemson? I don't. Think they got a chance to beat Georgia? I don't. You think they got a chance to beat Alabama? I don't. I don't think they're within 10 points, 14 points of those teams personnel-wise. And I know that Auburn and LSU are more talented. So I'd say they're 0-5 in terms of personnel. Now, whether they win one or two of those games, I don't know. I think it's maybe as tough a schedule as there is. So I think 5 years from now, 3 years from now even, if the program can't compete with those programs, well, that's more on him. Right now, I think there's a talent gap that he's trying to fix.
Chris, tell everybody about LandryFootball.com and how they can get
it. Bill, it's great, easy. Go to LandryFootball.com. We're really excited about a lot of things we got going on. We've got Big Ten and SEC Podcast Daily. I am going to start up on LandryFootball.com soon. We're working out the details. We're going to have a Big 12, a Pac-12, and an ACC for those fans there. We keep everything covered. On LandryFootball.com, we cover everybody. So we not only have podcasts that you can get for free, but we've got daily notebooks on the college and NFL game. Well, we bring a lot of film room nuggets in there. Recruiting, as you know, Bill, is huge in the month of June. It has taken 90% of the news in our college football notebooks because of prospect camps and offers and commitments. It is just a big-time month for that. So we got a lot of that in our notebooks around the NFL. But we're breaking down rosters in college football and the NFL. So I think it's a great resource for people to get updated on what's going on around the college and NFL game, learn a little bit about how the process works from a coaching and scouting standpoint. It's one-stop shopping football, and a lot of it's free. Some of it's membership-based. We think it's very, very reasonable. It's less than a magazine subscription. And if you take advantage of our scouting season sale this time of year, you get it even at a greater discounted price. You not only get what's going on this time of year, which it is football season for us because we're breaking down the rosters, and if you don't get on it late, it's going to be too late to be able to absorb all the information prior to the season, but it's going to be there, breakdowns of the games during the season, recruiting, the draft next year, all the way through next year at this time. So take advantage of our year membership, which is, I'll tell you exactly what it is, it's $49 with a discount for an entire year. So we think it's a great opportunity. You can try it for a month, 3 months, whatever you want. We think you'll love it. Follow us at Landry Football for all the latest information on Twitter.
Chris, see you next week, bud.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you very much. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. We have the rest of the way. The rest of the show, a lot of extemporaneous time, long form, hang out. So let's do it. 888-702-5494, Twitter at Bill is King. Coming back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Crashes in North Nashville on 24 eastbound between White's Creek Pike and Old Hickory Boulevard. Another on I-40 eastbound right before the Dr. D.B. Todd Bridge. In Hermitage, I-40 westbound is still clogged, especially near the site of a wreck on Spence Lane. And on 24 west in Bakertown, a wreck at Harding. Self-storage solutions. Simple and hassle-free, locally owned and operated. Call 615-851-7222. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard Treats being made at DQ. But it's not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lovers Blizzard Treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing in the Reese's Peanut Butter Lovers Blizzard Treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard Treats just got happier. DQ, happy tastes good at participating locations.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. Cloudy and then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high at 85. Partly cloudy overnight with your low at 68. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then mostly sunny with your high at 92. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
It's fun to go back and just look at scenarios. LSU interviewing Spurrier, but they weren't going to hire him. They had a guy on staff, Mike Archer, that they were going to elevate. Arnsberger, who won the SEC in 84 and 86, he was a really good coach at LSU, ends up as the Florida AD. He hires Spurrier. Of course, Spurrier was a Gator, so like Chris said, it's not like they had to go out and beg and reach. They had their guy. It was the perfect marriage at the perfect time, and it worked out well. Spurrier was the one who took Florida football and made it what everybody said it ought to be. Yeah, nobody else could get that done, right? Nobody else, everybody prior had underachieved. And you had the population boom down there, too. That happened. It's kind of like we were talking about. Alabama in 57 needs a coach. They go and get the Bear, one of theirs, who'd been doing a good job at Maryland, Kentucky, and also at A&M. And the article, the news release, Jeff Tube linked for us, it said, with all the rumors since 1956, that's what it, I'm paraphrasing now, this is not the exact quote, but it was something like, all the rumors that have been out there since 1956 about Bear Bryant coming back to Alabama, we are here to announce the Bears coming home. It was December 3rd of 58 or 57, I believe. I think that's. And, of course, his first year was 58. Yeah, it's fun to go back and look at that stuff. So I threw it up on Twitter earlier. Complete this sentence. Is this the year that? Dot, 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 dot. Danny in the NYC. Danny the policeman. Next time we're in the NYC, I'm going looking for Danny. Danny can protect us. He can tell me what to do when I get in Penn Station and I don't accidentally get off in Secaucus. Danny said, is this the year Michigan wins the College World Series? It's starting to look like Michigan versus Vandy. We'll see. We'll see. That's the way it's headed right now. We'll see if that's the way it actually ends up. Vince says, is this the year that Michigan beats TTDS, that team down south? Know your acronyms, everybody. You got to know your acronyms. Study them. I shouldn't have to translate this to you. TTDS. So Ohio's actually down south. Tell that to Black. See what he thinks. Jeff in Birmingham. Is this the year that the playoff committee becomes transparent and makes their voting public? Oh, hell no. Remember when they were talking about announcing, etc., we're going to a playoff? And they said, oh, we're gonna be transparent. You're going to have information. They blocked that off pretty quick, didn't they? That's just like that group, they're perfect politicians. Perfect politicians. You say you're going to do something, and then it never happens. Just kind of fades away. Or you have an excuse for it, something like that. Josh, down south in London, Ohio, says, is this the year that Ryan Day wins his first natty? Year one, Ryan Day. Steven in upstate New York. Is this the year that an undefeated Notre Dame gets left out of the college football playoff due to other undefeated teams and the lack of strength of schedule? You also left out they're not in the league. That's the one that gets everybody. I think it's funny. I hope they never join a league. As of right now, they're not. I think that's the funniest one because it gets everybody in such a tizzy. Oh, my God. It's like the Cosby Cattleman says. It's just like he says. Notre Dame's sitting there at 12-0. It's conference championship weekend. So let's say Alabama and Georgia are playing. Ohio State's playing. Let's throw in the Big Red this time. I don't know if I think the Big Red are in it, but let's just throw it in there. It's Ohio State, Nebraska. You got Clemson versus who cares in the ACC. Same with the Pac-12. Big 12, you got Oklahoma. Let's say Oklahoma and Texas play again in the Big 12 championship game. Meanwhile, Ian Book's sitting in a hot tub with a glass of Chablis. Just the visual there alone makes it worth it. That's the Cosby Cattleman. In book, sitting there, headsets on, a glass of Chablis, and a big fancy hot tub. While everybody else is butting heads. Oh. Somebody needs to do a meme or something like that so we can put it up on Twitter. Some of you who are gifted that way, paint that picture for me. I need some kind of visual where you got all these various teams in the kind of in the periphery of the picture playing their games. Meanwhile, in the middle, it's Ian Book in a hot tub with a glass of Chablis, headsets on, and his head's back like he's kind of resting. Oh. I can't get over that one. That one's good. Chad says, Bill, is this the year that the SEC gets 3 or 4 in? Talk about a seismic meltdown. I still need to watch the rest of Chernobyl. I've only watched the first episode. There are 5 of them. I've watched number 1. That'd be a Chernobyl-type fan meltdown if the SEC got in multiple teams. Committee's not going to let that happen. They'll let them have two in. I don't think even if, for example, Georgia was clearly a top four team heading into the playoffs. They just can't. Politically, they cannot do that, I don't think. They say it's not about politics. It's about sheer numbers and our objectivity. It's not about leagues. It's not about brands. That's a big lie. I don't know why they lie about it. Why do they feel like they have to lie when it's clear that they're lying? 614 Rob, is this the year that Alabama plays a real road game against a real opponent? None of this neutral site fake football. No, this is not that year. And it's not going to be the year. Couple of others here before we get the break. On Twitter. B1G Kurt, who liked the Illinois talk yesterday. Kind of. He says, is this the year that Illinois finally goes bowling? I doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it. R.I.P. Sneaky Bald Guy tweets, is this the year that fans and the college football committee get sick of all the chalk and do something about it? No. This is not that year. The Reverend 19-11-16, whatever that means, is this the year that Michigan competes for a natty? Boy, I tell you, the way people are predicting them right now, if they don't, it might take us to the point where we can actually say Harbaugh's not getting them there. It's almost like the pressure being put on this season for the maize and blue is a do or die thing. Now, I'm not saying do or die like they're going to fire him. They're not going to fire him. No, that's not happening. But as far as does he finally get them where they think they ought to be, where expectations have been placed, does that finally happen? It's almost like if it's not this year, you cannot figure out another year. Now, if they do it this year, then you can start thinking, okay, they've got more in them. But if they don't this year, it's almost like they don't and they won't. That's the way it's being pushed into the corner here. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. Remember, use the name Bill is King. Bill is King. 5% off for doing that. Tickets to concerts, tickets to sporting events. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. One more break, hour two. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck in Wrights Creek on 24 East near Old Hickory Boulevard, also in North Nashville. A crash on I-40 East right before the Dr. D.B. Todd Bridge. A wreck has slowed I-40 West in Hermitage from Spence to Fessler's. Those slowdowns have spread to Lebanon Pike east of Spence and to 24 along the 440 Parkway. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Call 1-855-700-2979. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
I'm Eric O'Prun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell from Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Tomorrow we'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster, right across, just, well, a couple blocks away from the Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. I put it up on Twitter first break, first hour. Complete this sentence. Is this the year that? Dot, 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 dot. Finish it. Lance says, is this the year that A&M puts up or shuts up? I think their schedule is a little too cumbersome. They get through that schedule, and they ought to petition the committee to just hand them the natty. Shouldn't have to play other games. Think about it. If the Aggies were able to get through Bama, I'm not even talking about the Clemson game. I'm just talking about league play. Clemson game speaks for itself at Clemson. But Bama, LSU, Auburn, Mississippi State, all those games in their division. And they got Georgia, too. They get Georgia from the East. And then you turn around. Let's just say they won the West. Turn around, you got to play Georgia again. Then you got to play Clemson or somebody, maybe again in the playoffs. That right there is borderline not fair. It is what it is, but oh, my God. Is this the year that? And Trav says the Big Ten doesn't get a team in. Well, the Big Ten hadn't been getting teams in. That's not new. Yeah, that's not a new thing. Now it's something that is, if they don't get one in this year, there's a streak. That's another thing that could happen now. The way to expansion will involve something that goes down in the SEC. But the next level is a powerful league like the Big Ten. The Big Ten is, along with the SEC, probably 1A, 1B, SEC, Big Ten, the most powerful leagues, period. Not even a discussable topic. If they keep not getting teams in, that's going to become a problem. And all you expansionists out there, you know I say that word because it kind of sounds evil. All you expansionists, which I'm not one, will get what you want. It'll be a combination of that. Football guru says, Bill, Chris Landry continues to be the absolute most interesting guest from week to week. I could listen for hours. Well, Chris is, how would I describe this? A dictionary, the entire internet, and the entire globe when it comes to football. He can speak meticulously on pretty much anywhere I want to go. Chris and I never discuss the topic going into a show. He's got no idea what I'm going to come up with. And he's not worried about it. He has complete ownership of it. That's why when we get people on, we don't care whether you're, quote, in the business or that matters not to me. Are you good? Do you own it? Can you articulate it? Can you talk extemporaneously? Things like that. Ross wants to chip in here. He says, is this the year that Oklahoma wins the college football playoffs? Jalen Hurts at quarterback. CeeDee Lamb at wide receiver. Offensive lines got to replace 4 of 5. How about, I've got one. Is this the year that Lincoln Riley does not have the Heisman Trophy winner? There's an angle. Right now, he owns the damn thing, does he not? He's got the magic, man. Just Business has one here. Is this the year that the Cosby Cattleman moves to Boca to be Baby Kiff's press secretary? I think he would do that. Now, Baby Kiff would have to let him split time between Boca and Cosby. But I think he'd do it. Who would be better at being the press secretary for Baby Kiff than the Cosby Cattleman? The Cosby Cattleman will defend him at all costs, as we know. I'm just saying, man. Just saying. Hawkeye Jason's got one. Is this the year that, now you got to remember he's a Hawkeye. Is this the year that Iowa State wins their first conference title since 1912? He notes the Titanic also sank in 1912. I didn't realize that. Those are simultaneous 2012 events. That's right. Josh gets political here. Is this the year that Hillary ends up in prison? Oh, God. Oh, had to do the political. We went ESPN there with that one. Except ESPN doesn't go political that way. ESPN would never say that. No. Hawkeye Jason, is this the year that the college football selection weekly shows are watchable television? They don't know what they're doing with those shows. They don't know how to figure it out. The shows, I don't even watch them. I'm telling you, if I'm remembering this last year correctly, I wouldn't even think to check what the outcome of the selection weekly shows were. I'd be on Twitter later at night, and I would just see it accidentally. I wouldn't even remember it was that night. That's how irrelevant that show was in my world. So I'm with you. I don't think they have any idea what they're doing with those shows. I'm just saying. Jeff Chu, is this a year that the B1G or the Pac-12 makes the college football playoffs for the first time since 16? Also, is this the year that Michigan finishes higher than third in the Big Ten East? I'm just saying. Hour three coming up. Man, we got a lot to do. Tomorrow we're going to be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Crazy Charlie and I will be there. Crazy Charlie's got to lead the new facilities that he's been in all week. Charlie is in charge of breaking that facility in. You know, when you get a new place, you do have to break it in. Just like a horse, man, you got to break it in, and he's doing it. He's 4 days into this. We'll be back.